Yes, thank you so much. It is The Good Stuff with Kim and Mike Burge, and we are delighted to be with you. We also are delighted with our sponsors who help make this program possible, one of them being Tri-State Livestock News. You can visit online for the latest stories, sales reports, updates, and that's where you go to subscribe. Remember, they have local, national, international livestock industry news, livestock auction reports. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to book a vacation in Cherry County and the Valentine and surrounding areas. A fall trip down the scenic river, a hunting trip in McKelvey National Forest, maybe a visit over at the Arthur Bowering Sandhills Ranch, a state recreation area, or should I say state historical active ranch in western Cherry County. 4 million acres, well, there's a lot of cows, not so many people, so we've got wide open spaces for you. Visit valentine.org is where you can find out more information.
Mike, I got started with the yellow shirt saga
on
yesterday's program, and I wanted to continue that. If you're just tuning in and you didn't catch it yesterday, this is a yellow shirt that's passing between a mom and a daughter as the years go by. And where we pick it up today, 2 years later, in 1978, the daughter remarried. The day of our wedding, Harold and I put our car in a friend's garage to avoid practical jokers. Go figure, why would you need to do that? After the wedding, while my husband drove us to our honeymoon suite, I reached for a pillow in the car to rest my head. It felt lumpy. I unzipped the case and found, wrapped in wedding paper, the yellow shirt. Inside a pocket was a note, read John 14:27-29. I love you both, Mother. That night I paged through the Bible in a hotel room and found the verses. I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give isn't fragile like the peace the world gives. So don't be troubled or afraid. Remember what I told you. I am going away, but I will come back to you again. If you really love me, you will be very happy for me, for now I can go to the Father, who is greater than I am. I have told you these things before they happen, so that when they do, you will believe in me. The shirt was Mother's final gift. She had known for 3 months that she had terminal Lou Gehrig's disease. Mom died the following year at age 57. I was tempted to send the yellow shirt with her to her grave, but I'm glad I didn't, because it is a vivid reminder of the love-filled game she and I played for 16 years. Besides, my older daughter is in college now, majoring in art, and every art student needs a baggy yellow shirt with big pockets. Again, that's the yellow shirt. I don't know who wrote that, but a special piece.
If you sent something to us, and you can do that by sending it to kimhburge@gmail.com, include the name of the author on it if you know it. If not, we'll try to give credit where credit is due, but sometimes we just don't know where those were written. Thinking about horses and cattle and such sure makes me miss them way too much. Office is stuffy with artificial air. Sure wish I could be herding something with hair. I'd trade the view and the comfort of this chair for a well-used cow trail that'd take me anywhere I wanted to go, with maybe a pleasant surprise as I rode over the next rise, seeing mama cows watching the calves as they run. Would certainly make me a smiling son of a gun. Yep, I'll sit here a while, do what must be done, 'cause I ride for the brand in both places, having fun. Though with the brands on the cows on the prairie out there, in terms of that fun, I'd have more than my share. So I thank the good Lord who's given me the start to follow the dreams that he's placed in my heart. Thinking about horses, and I don't know the author on that one. I just told you to include the author. And then I don't have the author to give credit on that one. But
see, we still use them.
Yep, yep.
Absolutely. Love to have them. Okay, here's a couple of little funnies. People from the North make way too many jokes about Southern accents. It goes both ways, you know, a friend from Oklahoma pointed out. A professor in her business class asked, "Who can tell me what a quota is?" The girl from New York raised her hand and said, 25 cents.
A quota.
That's from Amy Horseman.
And folks, again, if you want to send something to us, we'd sure like to hear from you at kimhburge@gmail.com. And keep listening over this local radio station for more of the good stuff.